Until recently, few of us really paid attention to where our clothes were made. We'd shop, buy a t-shirt, and wear it. No worries, no ethical dilemmas. But after many media reports on terrible working conditions in factories abroad, some of us are beginning to pay more attention to where and how our clothes are made. The World Vision Report's Cynthia Graber has this story.
In this shopping mall in Boston, there's a dizzying array of clothing choices in the window displays. One frequent shopper named Kathy is here with her family. I ask her if she's heard anything about working conditions in clothing factories.
What have you heard?
How bad they are and how cheap the people that work are paid, and it's terrible.
And is this something that concerns you?
Oh, yeah.
She says if she knew more about the conditions of specific companies, it might influence her decisions. Alejandra Domenzain is with the organization Sweatshop Watch. She says consumers like Kathy are right to be concerned.
The common scenario is that you have workers that are working very long work days, very long work weeks with very little breaks and time off, you know, sometimes overnight shifts, and really serious health and safety violations.
And even the Made in the USA label doesn't ensure workers' rights. The Department of Labor estimates that more than 50% of the factories here in the U.S. don't meet minimum pay requirements and workplace standards. And Made in the USA clothes might come from U.S. territories in the Pacific, where conditions can be as bad as in the rest of Asia. But Sweatshop Watch says there are a growing number of companies that do sell so-called sweat-free clothing. One of those companies is No Sweat Apparel.
These sleeveless dresses here, these sleeveless ribbed dresses, that's from a union shop in Queens. And what else do we have?
Adam Neiman is the CEO and founder of No Sweat Apparel. His products are made in union factories that allow workers to negotiate for better pay and benefits. Today, he's showing off the company warehouse outside Boston. It's crowded with clothing, such as jeans, camisoles, and t-shirts.
Over here, we've got our khakis from the very first shop, union shop, in El Salvador.
In only a few years, No Sweat Apparel has reached $1 million in sales. One of the popular items is a canvas high-top sneaker made in a union factory in Indonesia.
The punk rockers love this shoe. They wear it in the clubs a lot. The purple lettering, which it has very little of, pops up, you know, in the strobe lights and stuff. So that's fun.
The shoes come with a list of the benefits the workers receive, including full medical coverage, maternity leave, and extra money to take public transportation. Neiman is proud his workers are earning enough to meet their basic needs.
Because if they're not getting a living wage, then one or more of the kids has to work, has to pick through garbage, has to sacrifice the potential of ever doing any better in life.
No Sweat Apparel isn't the only company marketing sweat-free products. The t-shirt company American Apparel employs thousands of well-paid workers in its factory in Los Angeles and offers them good benefits. The online company Fair Indigo recently opened shop. And even rock stars are jumping on the sweat-free bandwagon. Bono, the lead singer of U2, and his wife are marketing a line of jeans, tops, and jackets called Eden. Some major apparel companies, like Patagonia, Timberland, and Eddie Bauer, say they inspect the factories that make their clothes, though they admit violations of working conditions do occur. Alejandra Domenzain says it's not just individual shoppers that are behind this push. Institutions are starting to make a difference.
You have students all around the country that have pressured their university administrations to create and enforce a code of conduct for all university apparel that's sold with the university's logo.
The most recent addition to that list is the city of Portland in Oregon. The city spends about $2 million a year on uniforms and other clothing. Last summer, a resolution passed saying this money will only go to companies that can ensure sweat-free conditions. For the World Vision Report, I'm Cynthia Graber.